Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Ches, and we are on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. As we continue here in Perek HaGozel Eitzim, last couple of dafim here in the ninth Perek of Maseches Baba Kama, and we're still talking about issues of Toin Tainas Ganav, Toin Tainas Avad, some related issues to the Baba Metzia Sugyas, as we had yesterday, Erev Parshios, and Shomrim, and other issues, but we are now, let's pick it up again, with Amar of Sheshes, at the more than halfway down, two-thirds of the way down, Amar of Sheshes. Hatoyntan is ganav bepikadon. If somebody's toyntan is ganav by a pikadon, a shomer got an item, and now he claimed that it was stolen. Kivan shalach bo yad pater. Says of Sheshes, once he shalach bo yad, so then he is pater. If he used it, if he touched it, he is pater, as we said, because he's mafkia his shame shomer, he becomes a gazlan, and then he can no longer be chayiv kefel. When the Torah is mechadesh, that toin tainas ganav is chayiv kefel, that is only if the shomer was not shalach bo yad. If he had to be shalach bo yad beforehand, so then that is breaks it. That's different than the previous sheet that we had up above, which said just the opposite. Right? We had Rav Chiya bar Yosef up above, who said exactly the opposite. Only if he was Shaleach Boyad, and here Rav Sheshes is the opposite. Only if he was not Shaleach Boyad. My taima, hachya merachwana, v'nikra balabayas elho Elohim, im shalach yado, v'gomer. Hashalach yado, pater. He has to swear that he wasn't Shaleach Boyad. If he was Shaleach Boyad, if he used it, so then he is pater. Remember the Rambam in the Hilchas Gzela and Paragimel, where the Rambam talks about all the quasi-gazlanim, where there is no actual Maisa, Geneva, Hotsa'a, Merushus, Bailim, but there's a physical act done. Or not. Hakofer bepikadon. We discussed, does that require a physical act? Kofer bepikadon, Shaleach Boyad, Shol Shalomidas. All of those are nechshav alav kegazlan, the Rambam describes. Continuing the Gemara, and we discussed yesterday the Tosfos. Tosfos said, v'sholach boyad is different than kofer bepikadon. Even if sholach boyad ruins his shem shomer, but kofer bepikadon, the end of Tosfos v'sholach, avagav damar of sheshes la'el, hakofer bepikadon nasal of gazlan, he's still chayiv, which highlights the fact there are different elements of being a gazlan. You can be a gazlan lehischayev ba'onsin, but that still leaves open the possibility that you're still a shomer for a toin tainas ganav. By kofer pipikadon, Tosfos makes that distinction in v'shalach. Even though shlichas yad, that breaks the status of shomer totally, and you wouldn't be chayev. Amalei Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, but 1 minute, v'halo, Rav Nachman quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia Davav. It's also quoted right here, two places. V'halo shalosh shvuos bashbinoso. There are three oaths that a shomer has to take. As we have described over the past couple of days, there are three shvuah daraisas. Shvuas bodu b'mikzah, shvuas eidecha, and shvuas hashomrim. Within shvuas hashomrim, every shomer, says the Gemara, takes three oaths. One of the big shilas about this is there one main one, and others that are nigrar after? Are they three main ones? Are they different from each other? Right? How do we look at this package? Is it a package at all? Or does it just happen to be, oh, there are ultimately three that you take, but they're not related to each other? So there's a lot of lumdis. Well, the Gemara highlights some of it right here. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, but what do you mean? How could you say that if you're Shaleach Boyad, so then you're going to be Pater? V'halo shalosh shvuas bashbino so. Doesn't every shomer take three oaths? Shvua shalosh pashati ba, a shvua that I was not negligent with it. Shvua shalosh shalachti boyad, shvua that I didn't use it. I wasn't Shaleach Boyad. Rashi says, shalosh shalachti boyad, lehanos ba kodem lachain. That's an interesting lashon. To get benefit from it. What if you just wanted to use it because you hated the guy? You wanted to use it just to cause him problems. Rashi says, Shalach Boyad Lehanos Bo, number two, Shvua Sheinu Rishusi, and a Shvua that it's not in my Rishus. Those are the three Shvuas. It's not in my Rishus, I didn't do anything wrong with it, I wasn't Poshea with it, and I wasn't Shaleach Boyad. So says the Gemara, my love, shouldn't we say, Shvua Shalo Shalachti Boyad, Dumya de Shvua Sheinu Rishusi? Shouldn't we compare those two Shvuas to each other? I wasn't Shaleach Boyad, it's not in my Rishus. And if we compare, wouldn't we say the following? Ma Shvua Sheinu Rishusi, if by the Shvua that it's not in my Rishus, Ki Migla Milsa De'isa Birshuse Chayiv, I swear it wasn't in my Rishus. If Edom come and it ends up being in my Rishus, I'm Chayiv Kefel, because I stole it. So Av Shvua Shelo Shalachti Boyad. Say the same thing by the Shvua that I wasn't Shaleach Boyad, Ki Migla Milsa De'shalach Boyad Chayiv. Shouldn't we compare those two shuas? Just like shuas shenibur shusi, if it turns out that I lied, I'm chayiv kefel. So to shuas shalosh boyad, if it turns out that I lied, I should be chayiv kefel. So shouldn't we do that? And that would undermine, that would be against Rav Sheshes, if you compare those two oaths. Amalei, the Gemara answers, fascinatingly, no, don't compare those two shuas, compare two different shuas. Compare shlichus yad to the other shua. Amalei lo, shua shalosh shalachti boyad, dumya shalosh pashati ba. To compare it to that shvua, ma shvua shlo pashati ba, just like the shvua shlo pashati ba, ki migla milsa de pasha ba, if it comes out that you were posheya, you were negligent, and it got stolen, and it broke, pater mi kefel, so you're going to be chayev, it's your fault, but you're not going to be chayev kefel, you didn't steal it, so just like if it turns out that you were posheya, you're only chayev the keren, so af shvua shlo shlachti ba yad, so to shvua, Shalosh, that you wouldn't use it, ki migla milsa de shalom bayad, pater mikefel. So the Gemara basically has the chakira, the shvua of shaleach boyad. Do you compare that to shvua sheina bershusi? Do you compare that to shvua shalom pashati ba? The Gemara asks it as, just without giving lumdus behind it, but that's an important question. In terms of how to look at these three shvuas. Tosis right here on the daf says, you need all three shvuas. You can't have one, wouldn't include the other one. Right, why can't you just say Shuas Dinah my Rishus? Doesn't that include everything? Or Shuas Shlo Pashati Ba? Says Tosus, no. Tosus Vahalo. Vitzarek Kulhu. De'inish Bashlo Pashati. If you only swear that I wasn't negligent, Akati Chayshinon, Shemer Rishusahu. Okay, maybe he wasn't negligent, but maybe it's under his bed. Right, he's on purpose keeping it. Upe Emes Nishba. And he's swearing truthfully. Right, I wasn't Poshea. And if he swears it's not in my rishus, so even if it's not in his rishus, maybe he was shalach boyad, and then something happened to it. Right when one is shalach boyad, he's chayav onsin. So even if he wasn't, it's not rishuso, and if he didn't do anything with it, so then he would still be responsible. So that's why you have to swear, including the others. The Meiri adds, what about after the shvua of Nignav? Let's say it was Adamai Rishus. Shai says, even if you swear it's in a Rishuscha, Efshar Shehechzira Haganov, Vuhu Nosin Einav La'akva. Right? He says, anything's possible. Even if you swore it was stolen, and you're a Shomer Chinam, and you're Pater, maybe it was stolen, and now it's back in your Rishus, and now you have it back. It was stolen. You're not swearing falsely. So that's why you have to cover all the bases and swear in all of these cases. The Nemuka Yosef says, you know, sometimes some people are more worried about Lo Sigzol than they are about Lo Sachmod. And even if somebody says that, oh, it was, they would never steal it themselves, but they might keep it for themselves. Right, if it was given, Lo Sachmod, they eye it. So it's, Lo Sachmod is tough. I mean, the Rambam says in Lo Sachmod, you don't violate fully until you take it, if you get it given to you. Please, 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 you know, that's not enough until he gives it to you. Even though the Rambam, ironically, in the next line, which is a Chiddush Gadol, the Rambam says in two lines, number one, you're not Chayav Lo Sachmod until the person gives it to you. Until you pressure him so much that he gives it to you. And then the Rambam says, but you don't get Malkus for Lo Sachmod because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, he just said that you're only Chayav if you actually get it. Only if you did a Maisa. So you have to say that it means inherently it's Ein Bo Maisa, just with the sheer, it's Ein Bo Maisa, it's an Aveira Valev, but how do you measure that? How do you measure how deep in your lave? So much that you force the guy to give it to you. That, but it's really a sheer Valev. That's Lo Sachmod. Lo Sesave is different. Lo Sesave might be, even if he doesn't give it to you, that's the only mitzvah that the Chinuch and the Rambam count that is added by the second Dibros. All the mitzvahs in Aseret Dibros are counted from the first Dibros in Yisro. The only one that's added is Lo Sis Ave. The Meshech Chachma points out, among the Ramban points out already also, there aren't 10 mitzvahs in the Aseret Dibros. We call them the Aseret Dibros, not the Aseret Mitzvahs. There's more than 10 mitzvahs. Right? There's more. In Dibur number 2, there's more than one Avera. Right? Lo Sasvel Chapesel, Lo Sashachvalem, Lo Savdeim, Lo Yelchalchem Achirim. There are many. That's what the some find problematic with. We know that the Chazal at the end of Makos, which describes the source for Tariq Mitzvahs, Anochi v'lo yelacha, were given straight from Hashem, and all the rest we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Torah tivalanu Moshe, Torah was given up to my Moshe, Torah's gematria 611, plus 2 we heard straight from Hashem, 613, altogether. Wonderful, that's the makar. The problem is that lo yelacha is more than one. There's a couple of mitzvahs in lo yelacha. That lachara, we heard that whole dibur from Hashem. It's not like we just heard the first couple of words. But we heard the whole dibur. So how does the math really work? There's really like 4 that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. The Meshech Chachma explains, no. Anochi v'lo yelacha v'pi gruah shamanum doesn't mean the literal words in the Aseret HaDibros. Meshech Chachma says, the experience was anochi v'lo yelacha. It was just recognizing and seeing Hashem, whatever that means, that's anochi v'lo yelacha v'pi gruah shamanum. And that's too, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the experience was, and the details, that was later. That helps answer other questions too, but that's how the Meshech Chachma describes and works through that answer. But either way, how do we get to this? Through the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef in Bava Metzia, where this Gemara comes up, Yutesim and Aleph in the Rif in Bava Metzia, relates to the relationship of Lo Sigzol and Lo Sachmod, and that's what we mentioned, Lo Sachmod and Lo Sisaveh. Lo Sisaveh being the only one that is added on, the Rambam and Hilchos Gezela, and the Aseret HaDibros in general. Again, there's a lot there, but we'll leave it. The Rambam in Hilchos She'ela quotes these three shvuas. But again, God, these are the two places to talk about these three shvuas. In Hilchos She'ela Pikaton Perek Vav, the Rambam lists the three shvuas, and as the Gemara knows, based on the Gemara Namafkin, the Rambam says that the shvua of Eina Bershuso is the one that's added on. He says, Mashpiyin oso b'takonas chachamim, shvua b'netkitas chayfetz, she'ena bershuso v'yachar kach mishalim. That's an add-on one. Shua Sheina Bershuso. And he ends up by saying, Nimsa, kol shomer shenishba shvuas ha-shomrim, kolel b'shvuaso, shlosha dvarim. Sheshamar kaderach ha-shomrim v'she'iru kach v'kach. I did my job, and this is what happened. Number one, v'harei eino bershuso. Number two, v'shalo sholach boyad, kodem she'iru ha-ma'or ha-poter oso. And I wasn't sholach boyad before whatever happened to it. Shlo pashati is just an example. Right, if it's shomer chinam, he also has to say shalom nignav, and if it's a shoal, he has to say all the others. There wasn't even an ones, so shalom pashati is just an example. The Rambam does have a chilek, which the Magen Mishnah says is mistaver, but it's not beferish in the Gemara. The Rambam starts off the halacha by saying shomer chinam shomer harini mishalim veini nishba. If a shomer chinam says I'll pay, imayapikadon davar shakom mino shave umatsui bashuk liknos kamoso. Or shomer chinam says, you know what? I'm going to pay you. Don't worry. I know I'm really padu. I'm going to pay you anyway. We'll get to that, Beis Hashem, a little later on today's daf. So the Rambam says, if the item that he wants to keep is something that is very easy to buy in the store, it's a min shave umatsui. So why would this shomer make up the story? He could just buy it in the store. Kigon peros o yuriel shal tzemer o shal pishton ashavas b'chol anyanim o koros she'ina mitzuyaris v'chol chayotzei b'hen. If a shomer says, you know, I'll pay for it, and it's about an apple that you gave him to watch, hareza mishalim v'eino nishba. He doesn't have to take any shvuas. Because we don't assume he's going to be lying that it's really pershuso, because he could just go buy a different apple. Aval. So the whole shvua of Eina Bershuso gets off the ground only if there's something unique about what he's watching. Imha yahapi gadon behema. O beged mitsuyar. O kli mitukan. O davar she'eino mozei liknos kamoso b'shave. It's not something that you could just buy in the store. Choshishin she'me'eino nasan ba. Maybe he wants to keep it. And that's where we come up with that's where that shvua comes from. It has to make sense that there's a reason he wants to keep it. And then he says, you always do that. And then he says, Nipsa, the line we read before, that it comes out, you have the three shvuas, the package deal for shvuas hashomrim. That's the Rambam. And there are other details about this as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Ayin Beis discusses it's only if the item's not there. If it's there, it just got damaged, then it's a little harder to have a shvua that I didn't damage it. He said it's hard to know what did it look like when it was given, what did it look like when you give it back. We're talking about where the item is not there. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara tried to ask Akasha on Rav Sheshes from this, and we defended him. Three lines from the bottom. Bo'i Rami Barchama. Rami Barchama is relating back, as Rashi notes here. We're talking here about kefel-related issues. So we're getting back to a sugya from the seventh parak, kefel and chomesh. If you remember, the Gemara said there that you can never pay kefil and chomesh in the same case. Right, let's say, when would you ever pay chomesh if you admitted? When would you pay kefil if Edim say? So chomesh is always where ho devinish bar yachayv kefil chomesh ba'asham. If there's a case where chomesh and kefil might come up at the same case, you don't pay both. So the Gemara now is asking for the root of that halacha. What is it exactly that does not allow you to pay both kefil and chomesh? Voy rami bar chama. Mamo na mechayvo kefil potro mena chomesh? O dilma shvua ha mechayvto kefil potato mena chomesh. Is it the mamon? Is it the shvua? What does that mean? Is it that there's one amount of money that's owed to the nitva, to the nigzal? There's one amount. So is it that that one amount of mamon cannot be mechayev, kefil and chomesh, both? Or is it that no, one oath cannot bring along kefil and chomesh? Remember, if there was an oath and then I was modet, then I'm chayev chomesh. If there was an oath and Adam came along, I'm chayev kefil. But one oath can't do both. Is that it? L'may nafkamina, if there's a case where there are two oaths, says the Gemara. What's the case? Hey, chidami, what's the case under question? Kigon. Shetontainas ganav vinishba. And he swore about it. The chazar vetontainas avad vinishba. He takes two shvuas in the same case. There's one mamon, but two shvuas. Ubo edem akamaisa. And then edem came on the relating to the first oath that he said, tointainas ganav. So he's chayef kefel for that. Vahoda abas raisa. But then he admits on the second one and said, yeah, it wasn't lost. So my. What's the halacha? Mamon ha-mechayiv to kefil potro men ha-chomesh. It really means can't be mechayiv ha-chomesh. Potro men ha-chomesh, is it going on the mamon? V'ha'i chayiv le'i lave kfeila. And here he's chayiv kefil. So once he's chayiv kefil for the money that he owes, so he can't be chayiv chomesh. O dilmano, shvua mechayiv to kefil potro men ha-chomesh. The shvua, the oath that's mechayiv kefil cannot be mechayiv chomesh too. V'ha, shvua basraisa, ho'el v'deloka mechayiv alei kfeila t'chayiv e'chomsha. But here, it's the later shvua is not mechayiv in the kefil, so then maybe he can't be mechayiv chomesh. That's the shaila. Is it the money? The money could only cause one monetary payment to the person who's responsible, or is it the oaths? And then it could work. Amar Rava Tashma. So let's try to prove it from the following. Amar Lecha Manashik Shuk. Somebody goes over to somebody in the marketplace, not a shomer. Reuven goes over to Shimon. Hey, Chachori Shaganavta, you stole my ox. He has no proof. You stole my ox. V'hu Amar Lo Ganavti, I did not steal it. Mashbiacha Ani, I swear to me that you didn't steal it. So if he has no proof, he could just walk away. He doesn't have to take any oaths. So, but he says, Omar Amen, he says, yeah, okay, yeah, I swear that it was, I did not steal it. V'ha'edim idin otosha gunvo, and Edim come along and say that he did steal it. Mishnat ha'shlomei kefel. That's a regular case of kefel. The Edim say that he stole it. V'im hoda me'atzmo, mishalem keren v'chomesh v'asham. A regular case outside of the context of Shmira. He's chayiv kefel if Edim come, and he's chayiv keren chomesh v'asham if he admits by himself. Says the Gemara, let's think about this for a minute. In this case, it's clear, v'yahacha, edim hu demechayiv le kefela. It's the edim that are being mechayiv him the kefel. The edim come and say that he is chayiv kefel. Ho demeatzmo in, if he would have admitted, if he admits, and the edim didn't come, he's chayiv achomesh, aval ho dachar edim lo. But the price is clear. If he admitted instead of the edim coming, he'd be chayiv achomesh. If you admit after the Edom come, you wouldn't be chayiv chomesh. Why not? If it's that you can't have one shvua causing you two, so am I hauda achar Edom lo? What's the problem here? Michdi ha-shvua loka mechayiv alei kfeila. It's not the shvua here that's being mechayiv in the kefel. It's the Edom. Even if you didn't take any shvua here, two Edom come and say, you stole. So you'd be chayiv kefel. What do you do with the shvua? Right, the shvua is only within the context of shomer, tointainas ganav. But if it's a regular case between two people, the edim are the ones that are causing the kefel, so the shvua is open. So shouldn't the shvua be able to cause chomesh? Techayve chomsha. So what do you see from the fact that that's not true? Elolav shva mina, it must not be the shvua. Mamon amachayv chol kefel potarzo mena chomesh shva mina. It must be that one item, one amount of money that is owed to a person can't be mechayev, a person who is responsible two different payments. And therefore, even though here the shvua is open, once the edim say you're chayev kefil for this, you're not going to be chayev chomesh for this. Period. Good. By Ravina. So let's continue now with Ravina's question. Related. What about this case? Chomesh v'kfeila betray gavrei mai. What if you have two different people involved in a case? Could you get chomesh and kfeil in the same case, but it's two different people? How do you have that? Hechidami kigon shemasar shorol shnei bnei adam. Two shomrim. Two people are watching. Vitanu gotaynes ganav, and they both say it was stolen. Let's say they're both shomer chinams. They both say it was stolen. Chad nishba v'hoda. One swore that it was stolen and then admitted that they lied. V'chad nishba uba avedim. And one swore, and then Edom came. Tosfos says, in this order. Right? It can't be the Edom came first, and then it was Moda, because that wouldn't be any Hoda. Tosfos and Chad, Nered, Dafka, Nakat, Mitchila, Hoda. It's got to be in this order. It's Dafka, if the person, they both said it was stolen, and then one of them admitted first. The Mitchila, Kafar, Chad, Ubo, Edom, at first one denied. And then Edom came, Biachach, Hoda, Chad, Have Edom called Meloda. That would not work in this case. Fine. So what they both said swore. One of them said Modev, yeah, and then Adam came on the second one. So what do we say in that case? Could the first person be Chayv Achomesh and the second one be Chayv Kefel? My Miyam Rinan Bechad Gavra Kapid Rachmana Dolo Mishalim Chum Shevekfela. By one person, the Torah says it can't be Chayv both. Aval betray Gavre with the Bach. But by two people, one could pay kefil and one could pay chomesh. Odilma or ilave chad mamona kapit rachmana. One amount of money owed, the Torah is makbid. Delo nishalim Allah chomesh v'kfeila. You can't pay on one amount of money owed chomesh and kefil. V'hachanami chad mamonu. And here too, it's one mamon, so you cannot be chayav both. Teku, no answer given. Two important discussions to have on this Gemara. First of all, the Gemara sounds like, in the first sad, that it would work, that it's possible that one can pay kefil and one can pay chomesh. Does that literally mean one pay kefil and one pay chomesh? There are two shomer here. Would it be chati kefil and chati chomesh? Or would it be kefil and chomesh? Sounds like from our Gemara that the Edim, one would pay full kefil, even though they were shomer with the other guy. One would pay full kefil, one would pay full chomesh. That's what it sounds like. If you look in Rashi and Bamitzia, where this Gemara comes up, Daf Lamed Dalid, Rashi seems to say half. Rashi seems to say, you're two shomrim. If you're two shomrim, you each pay half. You're not going to each pay whole, even though only one of them is paying. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashba, Baba Metzia, Samach Dala, not Lamed Dalet, Samach, oh, sorry, it could be Rashi earlier, but the Rashba is here in, I'm sorry, yeah, I thought it was Lamed Dalet. It's a misprint on the top. It says Samach Dalet, but it's really Lamed Dalet. Okay, Lamed Dalet. So the Rashba quotes Rashi. And the Rashba says, Pierce Rashi, V'shilem echad mehem chatzi damav sha'alav. So, it's in the context of Makna Kfela, which we'll get to soon. Says the Rashba, it's against the Yerushalmi, and we might add, it's against the Pashas of our Gemara. The Yerushalmi says in Shuas, V'kichish ba'miso, prat le'makachish le'echam anashutfim, v'chulu v'chulu. Amr Reb Yosa, hada amra, shnayim shelavu me'echad. Two that borrowed, afogav de lo kasvin achroin varvon zelaze, achroin varvon zelaze. There's mutual responsibility. And you'd pay for, everybody would pay both. Everybody would pay the whole thing if only one of them is paying. So how could Rashi say if you have a partnership, you have two people involved, is it really that they're each responsible for half? Or no? This isn't like the cases we had earlier by Nezek. One digs 9 tvachim and the other person 10 tvachim. They each did mamish half the act. Here, they're given the animal. But does that mean they're each only responsible for half? Or they're each responsible for whole? Says the Rashba, v'yesh lomar, to defend. Maybe that's different. Shnayim sheshaolu v'lavu me'echad. Inami efkat shehifket etzol shnayim. If two people borrowed money together, or two people are shomrim, eino echad chayif b'chol b'kol kelove mamish o kenifkan mamish. Fundamentally, they're not chayiv in the whole thing each. It's not like each of them are chayiv. Let's say the animal's worth 100. They're not each chayiv 100. Lemaisa they are, but not because fundamentally they're like the only lover, the only nifkad. Ela kol echad chayiv b'machtiso v'nasa arev al ashar. They're each chayiv on half, and they're an automatic backup on the other half. An arev, cosigner. V'ein nifran mimenu achi yitva es chaveiro tchila k'din arev. L'may nafkamina? You have to try to get the other half from the other person. If you can't, then each person is responsible for the whole thing. Or another nafkamina, the achronim say, you have to pay right away. You got to pay your half. Right away. But that is the Ramban and the Rashba and Bamitzia, right? He quotes also, he quotes that maybe from the Rambam, he quotes the footnotes on the bottom, but that's an important point. That even if you want to say, like the Pashas of our Gemara, that they're each chayiv for full, but it might not be conceptually full. Lamaisa, it's full. But it's because half they're responsible and half they're acting as a backup. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Ayin Zayin, in Choshe Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch says, Ayin Zayin. Beginning of Simen Ayin Zayin. Says, Shnayim Shalavu Ke'echad. O Shalachu Mekach Echad. Two people did something together. O Shekiblu Pikadon Biachad. Our case. In those cases, Shneim Aravim Zelazeh. Afo pishalo pirshu. The imain nechasim lechen mehem, gova mechaveru hakol. Avalam leish lo nechasim, lo yitva ha'arev tchila. Right, he passes like this shita of the Rishonim. Right, if you have two people that do something together, they're both totally responsible. The Shach here quotes a tshuva of the Ramah. He doesn't make the comment in the Shulchan Aruch. He goes the tshuva of the Ramah. Shnayim shomrim shekiblu ashmir biyachad. Lo amrina dechad arevad chaveru. Unless they make the Tznai Beferish. The Shach says, I don't think that sounds that way. I don't think that's what the Ramban and the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch are saying. It sounds like it's automatic. It doesn't sound like you have to make a Tznai that you're Arev Zelazeh. But that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Tshuva of the Ramah, the Chulu. One fight, the Chachma Shlomo. Chachma Shlomo here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch also, Shlomo Kluger, says that I think our Gemara is a Raya, that it's automatic. Right, a Raya to the Shach. He says, Ayin Shach Shevi Das HaRamah, V'nira Lahavi Raya Brura. Shinasu Aravin Zelazem and Ashas Babakama Dav Kufches. It's a mistake. It says Chavches, but it should be Kufches. Our Gemara. Boy Ravina. Chom Shavikfela Betrei Gavrimau. When he quote our Gemara, what's the language of our Gemara? This guy's going to be Chayv Kefel. This guy's going to be Chayv Chomish. I want to be Kefel Chatzi Kefel. No, it's a whole Kefel. That's the Chachma Shlomo. Okay, different discussions. There's also a Tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakovs are always interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. Shvus Yaakov says in the end of Chelik Aleph, Kuf Ayin Ches, the third to last Shuv in Chelik Aleph, two people stole something together. Shnayim she'asu geneva biyachad, v'chelko ha'geneva, v'echad mehem barach, im yochla nignav l'tvo ha'kol me'asheni yolo. Two people stole something, one guy is gone. Can you demand that the one guy here pay everything? Right, so you might say instinctively, what? He only did half. He only did half, or they both did whole? So that Shvus Yaakov says, Pashas, they both did whole. So you try to get half from the other guy, but if not, sorry, you're the one stuck, and you have to pay the whole thing. He goes through other sources related to. But either way, that's one issue on this line. The other issue, and then we do the rest of the Amud, Bez Hashem, the other issue is Teku. So the Gemara ended up with a Teku here. We're not sure if one guy said, was Modeh, and one guy ate them came. So, there is a machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is Mesupik here, and what is Vadai here? What's Vadai, what's Mesupik? The Rambam says, Beferish, that the guy who's Modeh is definitely Chayev Chomesh. The only Shaila is about the Kefel. That's the Rambam here in Hilchas Geneva, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, Maser Shorah L'Shnayim, V'tonu Ganatan Esganav, V'nishbu, V'hode Echad, V'sheni B'alav Edim. Shneyem Mishaman Es HaKeren. They both pay the Keren. V'im tafas bal ha'pikadon es ha'kefel ein motir miyado. We'll get to that. V'zeh shehodeh mishalim chomesh k'shar ha'nishbo'in. The Rambam says the shayla is not about the chomesh. The guy who is Modeh definitely pays the chomesh. The only shayla is the kefel. The Tur says exactly the opposite. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Tur. The Tur quotes the Rambam and says v'ein nira kein b'gemara el a kefel pshita de mishalim oso shebo'ol avedim u'b'chomesh mi'boi. You can't do both. So what comes first? The Tur says, you definitely pay the kefel. The chomesh is the shayla. The Rambam says, you definitely pay the chomesh. The kefel is the shayla. That's great, great machlokas. What's the lumdus behind that machlokas? The Gemara, this line doesn't give off any impression. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, what does the Tur mean by saying, oh, the Gemara sounds like my way. Somewhere else on our Amud, we can look at this long Kesef Mishnah here. So that's also a question. When you have Kefel and Chom, which is there more one that's for sure, we want to be Mechayev more? They're both Dina Daraisa. One's a Knas. one's mamon, as we said before. So is there reason to be mechayev one before the other? Maybe the Rambam's saying, mamon has always come before knasas. Right? Maybe the other one says, no, kefel, knas, you're going to fine him. So which comes first? So that's the machlokas, the tour and the Rambam. And finally, the Rambam shita of teku. So what's teku? So you don't pay. What if he was toface? So this is the Rambam Shita here, which he writes in a few places, which the Ravid does not like. Tfisa works. The Rambam says by Safik Knas, in a few places, if there's a Safik about a Knas, Tafas, Momafkina, Tafas, if the guy grabs it at some point, the victim, he gets to keep it. And the Ravid says, and the Ramban says, no, a Safik Bimaminis, Tafas Lomafkinan. But a Safik Beknas, remember, a Knas is only Mechuyev, one says Amad Bedin. If there's a Safik about what the Halach is, there was no Amad Bedin, you have to give it back. Tafas mafkinon. So the Magen Mishnah here says, this is the Rambam Lushitaso, that elsewhere, that the Rambam says, Tzavik B'knas Tfisa would work. Okay, Viter. So no answer to that question, let's continue. If you have Chomesh and Kefel, we're not sure if that would work both in the same case. Boy, Rav Papa, next question. Trei Chom Sheo Trei Kfeili B'chad Gavramai. Chomesh and Kefel don't work together. What if you have two Chomeshes or two Kefels? In one case, my. Hey, Chidami, how exactly do you have that case? This following. Kigon, Sheto Antinus Avad, Vinishva, Vahoda. So, that's one Chomesh right there. Vachazer Vato Antinus Avad, Vinishva, Vahoda. That's another Chomesh. So, two Chomeshes. Inami, Kigon Sheto Antinus Ganov, Vinishva, Ubo Edim. Vachazer Vato Antinus Ganov again. He said, oh, it was stolen again. This time I'm really telling the truth. It was stolen. Vinishva, Ubo Edim, they come again. So, my, one money, but can you be chayv two kefels and two chomeshes? Mi yamrina shrei gavni mamona kamarachmana delonish talmu ilavi chay mamona. Two different types of money cannot coexist. Vahacha chad gavnehu, but here is one type. O dilma shrei mamona marachmana delonish talmu ilavi chad mamona. You can't pay two. Vachanami shrei mamona ninu. You can't pay two, even if they're the same. And this question, this conceptual nugget comes up in many places. Could two opposites coexist better, or two sames coexist better? Min bimino is not batel, because if they're the same, they could coexist. Or you could say, there's not enough room in this town for both of us, right? If they're the same, if they're two different things, maybe they could coexist, right? So different context. So this is also behind the Shiloh. So Tashma de Amarava. Well, we had earlier Beferish in the seventh parak. Vachamishi so Yosef alav. You can have two chomshin in one case. So the halacha lechari is also two kefels in one case. Good. Next gemara. Next gemara is not really directly related. It has to do with kefel. So it's here, but it's really hamafkin sugya. Right? We know, just by introduction, by way of introduction, there's a concept called maknik fela. First sugya hamafkin. What does maknik fela mean? Let's say a shomer is a ganav has to be chayev kefel. We know. So usually if somebody steals something, it's chayev kefel to the owner. What about the following case? The shomer is the person, the balabais comes to the shomer and says, what happened to my object? He says, you know what? I'm really putter because it was stolen, it was onase, but you know what? I like you. I don't want you to have to deal with it. You know what? I'll pay you instead. Fine. So he pays him instead. The Gemara assumes that because the Baal HaPikadon is so happy that he got his money back, that if the Ganav is ever found, so then the Kefel is going to go to the Shomer. He's Makne Kfela to the Shomer. That's what's assumed. That's the Sugya. How that works is a lot of a Metziah. So what about this case? Tavuhu Bailam the Shomer. The Bailam come to the Shomer and say, can I have my item? Vinishba. He swears it was, right, usually by Makne Kfela there's no Shua. He says, you know what? I'll pay you instead. I'll worry about it. But here he takes a shua that it was stolen. She be potter. And then he says, you know what? I'll pay you anyway. Vishilein. Right? Because Rashi says, the Fnimishur is adin. He didn't have to. He swore. He swore it was stolen. He was off the hook. But then he pays anyway. Vuhukara ganav, and then the ganav is found. So, kefel ami. Who gets the kefel? If he had just paid, the shomer would get the kefel. If he just swore, the bailam would get the kefel. Here he did both. So, what's the halacha? Abaya amar labala pikadon, Rava amar lamisha pikadon et slo. Machlokas. Abaya amar labala pikadon, Abaya says, it goes to the owner. Why? Shvua. Kiva da'atrache b'shvua, since you didn't admit right away and just give it to him, you were matriachim to deal with you in court and sue you, and you swore, lo makna like fela. He's not makhnik feila to the shomer, so he gets it. Even though you ultimately ended up paying. Rava Amar, no, lemi shapikadon eslo. It goes to the shomer. Why? Kiva the shile makhnik feila. Because once you pay, then he makhnik feila, you did him a favor. V'kamiflagi b'diyuka demastisan. And the machlokes is about a diuk in the Mishnah, in a mafkid. It's non. The question is, what do you focus on? Do you focus on the paying line? Do you focus on the shvua line? The Mishnah says, we quote the whole Mishnah. It's non. Hamafkid etz lachaveiro behema. Don't think we started Bava Metzia yet. We're still in Bava Kama, but it just gives us the, gets our feet wet. Hamafkid etz lachaveiro behema okelim. Somebody gives their a shomer, a paymo, okay, but nignavu, osha, avdu, and something happened to it, she, lame, valarasili, shava. If he pays, doesn't like oaths, he pays. Shahari amru, shomer chinam, nishba, viyotse, a shomer chinam could have sworn and left, but he didn't. Nimsa, hagana, so if the ganav is found, mishanda, shlomi, kefel, talachabacha, mishanda, shlomi, dalavahay, lemi, hu, mishalim, lemi, shabi, kadan, that's low. He pays the shomer. Right? He pays the shomer if he had paid. Nishba, valaratza, lashalim, but if he swore, like you read in the case of Shomer, he did not pay. V'nimsa haganov, mishalim teshlo mekefel. Tolachu machar, mishalim teshlo medal v'hei. L'miyu mishalim, l'bala pikadon. End quote of the Mishnah. So the question is, which line of the Mishnah do you focus on? The line that says, if you swear, it goes to the Bialim. Or, if you pay, it goes to the Shomer. Abaya daik mi reisha, Rava daik mi seifa. Abaya daig mi reisha. Abaya, who says that it goes to the owner, focuses on the reisha. Diktani shilem v'lo ratza lishava. If you pay and you don't swear, that's where the shomer is going to get it. Taima d'lo ratza lishava. The reason the shomer gets it is because he didn't swear. Ha nishba, if he had sworn, aval pisha shilem, lemi mishal and bala pikadon. Once he takes a shvua, it's done. It's going to go back to the bialim. Rava daig mi seifa. And Rav is Madaik from the Seifa. Nishba v'la ratza l'shalem. If he swore and didn't want to pay. Taima d'la ratza l'mishalem. The only reason that he's not going to get it to Shomer is because he didn't want to pay. Hashilem, if he ends up paying. Afa bisha nishba, even if he had sworn earlier, l'mi mishalem, l'misha, because then it's low. So each one is Madaik. L'abaya kasha Seifa. So each one, how do you read the other phrase? So each one is going to have to say it's lav dafka. La'abaya kasha seifa. So how does Abaya understand the seifa? Amar lecha Abaya as follows. Ha'chik tani. Nishba v'lo ratza l'shalem kodem ha'shvua. Ela la'achar ha'shvua. L'mi mishalem y'l'bala b'gadon. Right? Nishba, if you swore and you didn't want to pay before, but after, you're still going to give it to the owner. L'rava kasha reisha. How does Rava read the other line? Amar lecha Rava ha'chik tani. Shilem v'lo ratza la'amod b'shvua so. If he pays and he doesn't want to stay in what he could stay in after his shvua, el shilem, lemi mishalem, lemi shabikadon etzlo. Good, machlokas Abaye and Rava about how to understand that case. Again, why is it here? Our case, or we're talking about kefel, we're talking about shvuas, so it's tangentially related. Tavuhu bailim, what about this case? Tavuhu bailim l'shomer. The bailim say to the shomer, you know, where's, what happened? Vinishba, and he swore. And therefore, if he swore, who's still the Baal Davar? The owner. The owner. The Shomer's out of the picture. V'hukar Aganav. The Ganav is found out. The Ganav wasn't found out with Edom yet. But they know, they figure out, they have a hunch of who the Ganav is. Tavu Shomer, the Shomer goes over to the Ganav and says, you have it? Did you steal it? V'hota, he admits to the Shomer. Tavu Bailam, then the Bailam go over and say, you have it? The Kafar, and he denies it. The Heviu Edim and then Edim come. What's the root shaila here? Mi nifter haganav boda shomer, o lo nifter haganav boda shomer. The ganav, to put it quick in one a line, the ganav admitted to the shomer, but not to the bialim. So is that significant? And then Edim came. Is the admitting to the shomer important or not? What's the assumption of the Gemara? Says Rashi, says Tosfos on top. The assumption of the Gemara is that in order to get Modi B'Knas, you have to admit to the Baal Davar. That's what's clear from the Gemara. You have to admit to the Baal Davar, right? Because here, he admitted. What? The Shomer, after swearing, might be out of it? So that might not be good enough. What does that show? You have to admit to the Baal Davar. That is the assumption of the Gemara. Tosfos, top line. Mashma, de hoda la'acher, she'ein b'hal davar, de lo havi hoda'a. That is what Tosfos says. You see clearly from the Gemara. There is an imachlokes achronim question what Tosfos means. What if you mamish go over to two Edom and say, you are my witnesses, I am being mowed in front of you that I stole from so-and-so? That's not good enough. If you go over to two witnesses and you appoint them, that's not good enough. So the Ksos points out, that's a machlokas rishonim. But he assumes, the Ksos assumes that Tosfos would say that's also not good enough. Mode b'knas is only if the person who you owe is there and you admit in front of him. The Ksos is simon pei aleph. Sif Yud assumes that even atemedai would not work according to Tosfos. He assumes, other rishonim would argue, but that's an important discussion. It goes to the root of why you putter by mode b'knas. Right, it might relate to that. But either way, back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, is a hoda'ah in front of the shomer after the shomer has sworn, is that good enough? Because now, isn't the shomer out of the picture? So Amar Rava, it depends. In Be'emes Deshpa, if the shomer's shvua has been truthful, he swore it was stolen. Niftar agane bodo shomer. If the shomer had sworn truthfully, then it is a good hodah. Why? Rashi explains. Because the Bailim would be very happy if the shomer, who's a truthful guy, would still be involved in the picture. Says Rashi on the fourth, third skinny line, Nifter Agane Bodar Shomer, Dekivan Dineamon Hu, Anan Sahadi. It's obvious. Dehavi Mishtachna Behema Nichale Lamare Devi Biyodi Deich. The Bailim is very happy. This is a shomer, is an emesnika guy. He's very happy that he has it. If you look in the tour, he has a little different formulation. The tour in Shinnun Beis, the shomer himself would want to prove himself a truthful guy. So that's why he's still in the picture. Not to focus on the Bailim, but to focus on himself. He's a Naaman. He wants to show the Bailim that he's a Naaman. So he's going to continue and search for the real Ganif. So if he swore truthfully, say it's a hodah. In b'sheker nishbalo nifter haganav b'da shomer. But if he ended up lying, if he lied about the Geneva, so then he is out of the picture. Lo nifter adav b'da shomer. Period. Next shayla. Boy, Rava. So that shayla is answered by Rava. Now Rava asks another question. Amar li shava b'sheker v'lo hinichuhu mahu. What if he's about to? Amar li shava b'sheker. But he didn't. Rashi, right? V'lo hinichuhu. Mi delo nishma. He didn't end up swearing. So does Rava's chilek still apply? Mahu teku. So that question is not answered. Rav Kahana masni hachi. Rav Kahana has it as we just said. Rav Tivyoni masni boy Rava nishma l'sheker mahu. He has it as if he actually swore falsely. Mahu, what is the shayla? Rashi says, why? What's the issue? Rava really didn't say, but for sure, nishma l'sheker is out of it. He wasn't sure about it. Why would you still be into it if it's nishma l'sheker? Rashi says, because every Jew ultimately is going to do tshuva. Every Jew is going to want, if they swore l'sheker, they're going to come back. I'm adding that into Rashi a little bit. But Rashi says, kivan de l'sheker nishma, sofo lehischaret u'lishalem. Rashi says, his conscience is going to get the better of him. Rashi and Dibur Maskel Nishma l'sheker. And therefore, maybe he's not out of the picture, so teku, again, that question is unanswered. Weiter. Next, shayla. Tavu bailim l'shomer. The bailim come to the shomer v'shilem. And the shomer pays, which means the shomer is really the baal dover now for the kefel. V'hu kara ganav, and now the ganav is found out. Again, if there were eidim already, there's nothing to talk about. But there's a hunch that a certain person's the ganav. Tavuhu bailim v'hoda. So here the opposite question. Now it's in the shomer's court, right? Because he pays, so really the kefel's going to go to him. So now the Gemara is saying, is the bailim? Are the bailim totally out of the picture? Tavu bailim behoda, tavu shomer v'kafar, v'hevi edim. Nifter ganav odas bailim alo. Are the bailim out of the picture? Is that oda a good oda? Mi amrinan do we say matzi amar le shomer lebailim? The shomer can say to the bailim, atun kiven de shaklisu lechu deme. Since you took my money, right? The shomer says I paid. Is taliksu lechu meacha. You're out of it. You're nothing, and therefore the hodah in front of you is nothing. Then the edim is chayv kefel. O dilma matzi amar le no. Maybe the bailim could say ki heichi dat avet lan mil. So just like you did us me a favor, you paid. Halachically, they are still in it because you paid us, so we want to help you out. We want to find the ganav too. Shakalna anandi don v'shakol atidach. We take your goodness, you take our goodness. So maybe the bailim are not out of the picture. Again, the way that Gemara is formulated here is not in in conceptual terms. It's like, Lamaisa, do they still want to help the guy out? But it might be halachic. It might be because they are still fond of the guy, halachically they're still the Bailim also. So Teku, again, unanswered question. Weiter. Itmar, the final, or second to last case. Nignava ba'ones. What happened if something was stolen ba'ones? What does ones mean? Rashi says, Tosfos says, listim mizuyim. Armed robbers, which is a major machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid in the first parak of Hilchos Geneva, our list is that Geneva or Gezela? Different rayas on the, because their faces are covered, armed robbers, but they're doing it out in public. So back on the, remember the Gemara, back on Baba Kama Ayin Tes, right, is that Geneva Gezela? Vayigzol Sachanas Liyana Misri, right, but they're trying to cover themselves, Matamri and Shi. So that's a shayla. So itmar nignava ba'ones v'hukar haganov. If they would list him mizuyim, and then the ganav is found. So what is the halacha? List him mizuyim, shomer sachar is also pater from, because it's considered ones. And then the ganav is found. So who's the, what is the shomer, what's the shomer's responsibility here? Amar Abaye, im shomer chinam, if he's a shomer chinam, ratza osi modin, ratza the ganav, could say to the owner, you know what? I'll deal with the ganav, and the shomer could pay the owner. He could do that. Ratza nishba. Or he could say, you know what? I'm swearing. It wasn't me. You go deal with the ganav. The shomer chinam has the choice. Im shomer sacharu, it's his higher responsibility. Osei modin veino nishba. Shomer sachar, he's gotta deal with the ganav. He's got to deal with the ganav, even though he's patur, it's listed mizuyim. But he has a higher responsibility, he has to deal with the ganav. Rava amar no. Echazeh echazeh. Even a shomer chinam, osi modim eino nishba. The shomer chinam, even if it's a shomer chinam, he has that status. So, machlokes between Abaya and Rava. Lema pligad Rav Huda bar Avin. Shall we say that Rava is arguing on Rav Huna bar Avin, who seems to say beferish like Abaya. The shalach Rav Huna bar Avin nigdav ba'onis v'ukar aganav im shomer chinam who rasa modin rasa nishba v'im shomer sachar osi modim eino nishba. Sounds pretty beferish like Abaya against Rava. Armalacha Rava, no, it's possible that he's like me. Hacha ma'yaskinin kon shekadam v'nishba. The case is where he swore before hukar aganav. That's the case that Rav Huna bar Avin is talking about. So if he swore before Hukar Aganav, so that's why the Shomer Chinam has the choice. V'haratza osoy modin ratza nishma ka'amar. But it says that he has the choice now. No, hachi ka'amar. Ratza Shomer Chinam omeid b'shvuaso. Ratza osoy modin. He has the choice of whether to stay in his shvua and say, I'm out of it. I'm out of it. I'm not dealing with the Ganav. Or he can deal with the Ganav. So Rava, the Gemara says, doesn't have to be against. Rabba Zute Boi. Again, there's list of Mizuyim discussion. We don't have time to go into it, but it is a big discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rashba and others. Good. By the way, Rashi says in our whole discussion here of Nigdav Onis Filkar Aganav, the only when the person says, when the Gemara has the possibility of the Shomer has to deal with the Ganav, he pays the Bailam first, and then he deals with the Ganav. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says, and the Rashba points it out, that no, you don't have to pay the Bailam. It's just a question of who has to have the headache to deal with his Ganav. Doesn't have the Shomer Dafka has to pay the Bailam first. Rashi says you have to pay the Bailam, but Rashi says, who yishalim the Bailam? The Yachzer v'yifrim in a Ganav. The Rambam doesn't say that beferish. Okay. Rabbi Zute by Lahachi. Rabbi Zute had the following question. Nignava ba'ones, the Hechzir Ganav b'vei Shomer. It was stolen ba'ones. But then the ganav put it back into the shomer's house. The hechzer ganav ei shomer v'mesa bipshia mahu, and then it dies bipshia. Mi amrina kiva the nignava ba'ones kayale shmiraso. Do we say since it was nignava ba'ones? Once it was stolen ba'ones, the shomer's finished. Pater kayale shmiraso, and even though it ends up back in the shomer's house, he's not responsible. O dilma kiva the hadra hadra shmiraso. Once it goes back, you replay, you go back in time, and the Shomer already, again, has his same responsibilities, Teku, so that question is unanswered. The Minchas Chinuch says, interesting, the Gemara only asks us about whether the Shomer still has responsibilities, but the Minchas Chinuch assumes as a Davar Pashut that there's another halacha that's exactly connected. If the Shomer does not have responsibilities, then it's not a good hashava by the Ganav, and the Ganav is still responsible. If the Shomer does have responsibilities, then the Ganav does not have responsibilities. It's Habaha, he says, the Rambam, he doesn't know why the Rambam doesn't explicate that also, but he assumes it would be Habaha Tayas. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Zayin Os Chav Ches, that would be the same Shaila, they will be connected to each other. Okay, take go, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the previous. It happened to be a Isru Chag a bunch of years ago. It was a shorter daf for some reason. But either way, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem after that.